Shalom. Since we're in between Purim and Pesach, and everyone is preparing themselves for Pesach, if it means cleaning or it means learning the halachas and getting ready to know what's the halachas of Pesach, matzah, chometz, etc. There's a halacha in the Shas that you're supposed to learn Hilchos Hachag, Shloshim Yom Kodem Lechag. So let's go into it and see what the Gemara says about it in Daf Chof Tes Omed Beis. The Gemara on top says, Shkolim Menolam. How do we know we're supposed to read Parshas Shkolim? The Gemara says, Omer Abtovi, Omer Abiyashia, Domer Ko, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh. In the Parsha of the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, it says, Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechodesh, Omer Toiro, Chadesh Vavi Korban Mitrum Echadosha. Renew yourself and bring a carbon from the new Terumah. That means every year we bring Machtzis HaShekel, those are Terumah, money for bringing carbonus in the Beis HaMikdash, today that all Klal Yisrael should be Mishtatif and have a Chelik in the carbon. And from Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the time where we have to use the new Shkolim. The old Shkolim that were from last year, and what's left you use for different things that are mentioned in the Mishnah Shkolim. The kivon de benisan boya kruvim mitrum echadosha. Since in Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to start bringing carbonates from the trum echadosha. Kadminon vekarinon beechod beodor keichi deleisu shkolim la mikdosh. So we read in the first day of Adar, which is a month before the time of using the new shkolim, we read the parsha of shkolim, so that everyone would know that now's the time of bringing Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash, and by the time Nisan comes, the Shkolim will be already in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, "Command like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel." This goes not like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Dear Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, almost two Shabbos is the Tanya Shul in Bilchus HaPesach Kedem lePesach Shloshim Yoyim. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, almost two Shabbos is that the Machlokes is that Lefi the Tanya Kamel, Lefi the Rabbanon, your Shoyel Bilchus Pesach. That means you learn Hilchus Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So over here also we learn and we start talking about the Shkolim 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Rosh Chodesh Adar. But if you're Abjim and Gamliel, that 2 weeks is enough before the Pesach, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is enough to start learning Hilchus Pesach. So by Shkolim also, why do we have to read a month before Rosh Chodesh Adar? We read Parsha Shkolim. It's enough to read it 2 weeks before, which is around Purim time. So Gemara says, "Afilu teim Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, kiven doma amar b'chamisha also by shulchanos yoshvin ba medina, chofe yoshvin ba mikdash mishum shulchanos kadminon vekarinon." Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel also could hold of this Mishnah. Why? Because from Tesvav Adar, that means from 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's shulchanos in the mikdash and Chofei in the Medina. The opposite. From Tesvav Adar, the Shulchanos are sitting in the Medina, and from Chofei in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchanos means people that are there Muna Mitam the Beis HaMikdash to change the money in order that people should have the right amount to give Machtzis HaShekel. And also Rashi says that they're Memashkin. Rashi says, Betesvov beodor shulchanos bale matbeos amechalfin shiklei kesev beprutos yoshvin bamikdosh. Hu simen shekvar korav zman litroim esalishko b'sholosh kupos. V'imaru v'yoviu. Dem yoyse ayom aschili namashkin es amakvin. From Chofei Adar, they start being memashkin. That means it's a little bit of a force to people should bring the machtzis hashekel. So he says, Mishum shulchanos kadmin olechot beodor, dainu shtei shabosos. The time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan per kama de psochim. So it's a machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If you Rabbanan that you start learning halachas a month before, so we start reading Parshas Shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that 2 weeks is enough, so we also say that it's 2 weeks before the Shulchanos or Yoshvin b'Mikdash. That's a machlokes of the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Psochim Davov, that the Gemara says, Omarove, Oise Beisoy Oitzo, Koydam Shloshim Yoim, Ein Zokuk Levayer. If somebody brings a lot of Tavua into his house and there's chametz on the floor, and he fills up the house with tevua, so that means the tevua is covering the chametz. If it's before 30 days, so he doesn't have to be mevayer. Toch shloshim yom zokuk levayer. Why? Because if it's ein daito lefanoi, so when it comes the 30 days when he's mechayev to be worried to start working for Pesach, it's already covered. And the Gemara says, Hani shloshim yom ma'avidetayu. What are these 30 days? Kedetanya shalim v'doshin bilchis haPesach kredem haPesach shloshim yom. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer shtei shabbosos. So you're shoyel v'doresh bilchis haPesach 30 days before Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says 2 weeks. My time the Tanakame. What's the time of the Tanakame of 30 days? Shari Moshe omed bePesach rishon. ומאזיר על הפסח השני, שנאמר, ויעשו בני ישראל עשה פסח במוידוי, וכסיב היה נושם אשר יוטמאים לנפש. בני ישראל did the פסח במוידוי, and they came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, their bortmeim, they couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, and when we were holding by Pesach Rishon, he told them that in a month from now, they should bring Pesach Sheni. So you see, the Rashi says, "Shari Moshe Rabbeinu Omed bePesach Rishon v'Doyrish Len Bilchus Pesach Hasheni." Tainu Shloshim Yom Shubal Bos or Beir. So you see that a month before the time of the mitzvah is when to start talking about the mitzvah. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Omaloch Aidi, the Ayri b'Mili de Pischem Masiklu L'Chol Mili de Pischem. That means he's talking about Pesach because right now is Pesach b'Moyadoi. So once he's talking about Pesach Rishon, he's already saying about Pesach Sheni, but it's no raya that you have to talk about it a month before. But what's stuck at the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? They need 2 weeks. My time in the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Shari Moshe Oimid B'Rosh HaChodesh, U'mazir Ala Pesach, Sheneimar, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, Mekziv Dabru Al Kol Hadas Yisrael Leimor, Ve'Oso LaChodesh Hazeh, Ve'Ikhu Lohem Ish Sele Beis Ovois, who is holding a Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, and Hashem showed him the Chodesh Lelavono Bechidusho. And that was 2 weeks before they had to bring the Korban Pesach. So we have a machlokes the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. How much time before the mitzvah do you have to learn the halachas? Tosfos says Umazir al Pesach Sheni. Afal gav shali de sheilo so yuzkak loy malohen, because they asked, so that's why he had to say, it's no right that a person has to pick up and start learning the halachas. Mikolukim lo yotzorich leharich. Elo al tasu pesach v'sulo. He didn't have to be marich to say the whole din. He could have said, just don't do the pesach because you're tummy. When it comes to time, he'll tell them about pesach sheni. So, since he had to say the whole dinim of pesach sheni by when he was talking about pesach rishon, so you see that it's 30 days. In the end of the Masechta, in the last daf, which happens to be today's daf, the Gemara says, Moshe tikkun lehem l'Yisrael shirshon l'midoshin binyonei shel yom, every yom to Pesach, Pesach, Atzeres, and Chag. So the kasha is, do we have to start, if it says that Moshe was misakin to learn the halachos every day, the day, boy b'yom, of the yomtev. And here it says you have to learn it 30 days before. If you have to learn 30 days before Avada, you have to learn it on that day. So what's the pshat the Gemara? Do we have to do it 30 days before, or we do it Chag b'Chag? If the takon is 30 days before, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to be misakin Chag b'Chag. The Gemara says in Daf Daled, V'amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Purim shechal liyos b'Shabbes, shuelim v'doshin binyonei shel yoim. Purim comes out on Shabbos, so we don't read the Megillah, so we're shuelim v'doshin binyonei shel yoim. Rashi says, shuelim v'doshin ma'amidin turgim alefnei achochem lidroish igeres Purim b'Rabbi, to be doresh the inyonim of the Megillah and the Nes. Tosfos learns that it goes on the halachas, that we learn the halachas of Purim on that Shabbos. It doesn't go on the Nes of the Purim. So the Gemara asks, "My Yilya, Purim afilu Yom Tov Nami." Why is it saying Purim that you have to learn the inyanim of Purim that day? Afilu Yom Tov Nami. The Tanya Moshe Tikkun Lehem Lisod Shoshalim V'Doshin Binyan Shel Yom Lechis Pesach Pesach Lechis Atzeres Batzeres Vilchis Chag Bechag. So every day of Yom Tov you have to learn the halachas of that Yom Tov. So, Be'emes, if we go like Tosfos learns Pshat, nearly, Dochim Perusha, Mayer, Yapurim, Dein, Doshim, Boy, Mikoydem, Lachin, Shloshim, Yoim, Timishumochi, Lidrosh, Boy, Bayoim, Afilo, Biomtev, the Doshim, Shloshim, Yom, Lefonov, Fafilochi, Doshim, Boy, Bayoim, Kedetani, Redabal, Moshe, Smoya, Deshim. And Tosfos says, it's Mashma that he's talking about the Alochas, because he says that it's a Kolshken, Madach, Purim. Madach all the yomim tovim that we already learned it from 30 days before. Still, you have to learn it the same day. So we're talking about halachas. So Purim that you didn't learn 30 days before, for sure that you should be learning the halachas on that day. So derech agav, we see from Tosfos a little bit of pshat, and later we'll see that the Gra holds that way. That the pshat of Ilchus Pesach bePesach is kolel. It includes also the shloshim yom that are before the chag. It's all called one limud halacha, so it's not such a stira. The way the grub learns it, the Biur Halacha brings it down. Akolponim. So the Ran says here in Daf Dalad Amud Beis, it's Daf Beis Amud Beis and Daf Arif. Moshe tikun leim litzol sheshalim doshim binyan shel yom Ilchus Pesach kolima. We're talking about the halachas. What am I going to say? Shalim bilchus haPesach kodem lePesach lamid yoim. Ahu inyan achrinu. That's something else. What we talked about ilchus beyoim chag b'chag. That's the halachas. But what we talked about lamid yoim is inyan achrinu. The lav lememal demechayvin meizim nelidrosh bilchus Pesach. It doesn't mean that you have to have a derosha and start learning ilchus Pesach b'rabbi meloloima. Shashoyel boem bebeis hametrish boi says man mikri shoyel kinyan. Dikai melo mishnei talmidim shoyelin. Shim echot shoyel kinyan vechot shloi kinyan. Shenitzkokin tchilo lo shoyel kinyan. If you have two talmidim, one is shoyel kinyan, the inyan that we're learning, and one is shoyel inyan that we're not learning. So you have to answer the one that was shoyel kinyan. So he says that if somebody's asking b'toich shloishim yoyim of Pesach about ilchus haPesach, it's called a shoyel kinyan. That's called shoyelin v'dorshin. That you could, some say even that it means that you ask the darshan, it means you ask a rov, if you ask shoyel kinyan in ilchus Pesach shloshim yom, but it doesn't mean that you have to learn it. But ilchus chag b'chag means that you have to learn it that day. And the Rashba, he talks in daf lamed. There's another gemara. The gemara says in daf lamed, chal yos b'soicha shabbos makdimin l'shabbos she'ovro. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out during the week, in the middle of the week, so you read Parshas Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos that's before Rosh Chodesh. Itmor, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalius be'erev Shabbos, if it didn't come out in the middle of the week, only came out on Erev Shabbos. Rav Omal Makdimin, did you read it in the Shabbos before? I mean 6 days before that. V'shmuel Omal Me'achrin, you read it the day after Rosh Chodesh. That's Beis Adar. Rav Omal Makdimin, Dimken Batzrilu Yoimei. That means, Bravo Ma Makdimin, Dimken Batzrilu Yoimi. If you read it before, because if you read it the day after Rosh Chodesh, the day, that means Shabbos, that's the next day after Rosh Chodesh, so it comes out you have less. You don't have enough days. There's not 30 days or 15 days, depending on the Gemara. Vishmuel Ma Me'achrin, you read it on Shabbos, which is after, you read it on Shabbos, which is after Rosh Chodesh, Omar Loch Soif Soif, Chameisar B'mali Shabbos Mikla. That the Chameisar, the 15th day of Adar, when we start the Shulchanos, comes out on Shabbos. B'Shulchanos Lo Nafki, you don't put out Shulchanos for money on Shabbos. Achad B'Shabbos, only on the first day of Shabbos, that means on Sunday. Hilkach Me'achrin. So anyway, you're missing that day from the Shulchanos, so it'll still be 15 days before the Shulchanos, since the Shulchanos will be on Tezayin Adar. So the Rashba asks, so it comes out that this Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph goes everything because of the Shulchanos. And the Gemara before on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis only said that. If you're Rabbi Shem Ben Gamliel, it's because of the Shulchanos. But Lefi the Rabbanon, it's Shloshim Yom Kodem. So Lefi the Rabbanon, it'll be still missing days. So the Rashba says that the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis was of the Gemara was that it's Tolui on Parshas Shkolim. If it's Lamed Yoimer Tes Vov Yom Shimon Gamliel the Rabbanan, That was because the Gemara taught that it was totally in Hilchas Chag B'Chag. If you learn Lamed Yom Koidem, or you learn Shnei Shavuos Koidem. But afterwards, when the Gemara said Mishum Shulchanos, so then the whole Inyan falls off. It's not because of when you learned the Halachas, only that's the Zman that they gave because of Shulchanos Shvayim Koidem. So even if it's the Rabbanan, it's only because of 2 weeks. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed, the whole Gemara goes on about Shulchanos, but it's not Dafka because of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, only because the Maskon is like that. And the Rashba continues to say, Bahami Tarza, why don't we read the Parsha Samoya Dois Lamed Yom Koidem? Just like we said on Daf Choftes Omed Beis, that we read Parsha Shkolim 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it's 30 days before the Kiyum of the Mitzvah, so we learn the Halachas. We learn the Parsha, Kedei, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So if so, 30 days before Pesach, we should read in the Parsha and the Kriyas HaTorah of the Inyan of Pesach. Or 30 days before Sukkot, we should read of Shivas Yomim Teshuvu B'Sukkot, or Lekachtem Lachem B'Yom Rishon. We should read it from Tesvov Elu, just like by Parsha Shkolim. Elo, so the Teretz is that he says that the Maskon of the Gemara is not like that. Tava, I mean, it would have been a kasha, but Lefi the Maskon and Lefi the Gemara and Daf Lamed, it has nothing to do, Kriyas HaTorah, with the union of Hilchos, of learning Halachas Lamed Yom Koidem. Memele, we don't read Kriyas HaTorah before, we read Kriyas HaTorah B'yoymoy. That's how the Gemara really brings it on in the end of the Perek, because the Mishnah it says, after it says that you read all the inyone diyoyme, Vaidaba Moshe Smea de Hashem al Bnei Sol, Mitzvoson Shiu Kurin Kolechot Vechot Bizmane. And Sasmachta, it says in this form. And on that the Gemara says, Vaidaba Moshe Tikalem Lisol Shiu Shalom Doshim Binyoni Shal Yoy. So Memele, the Inyan is not because of, you don't read Kriyas HaTorah Dafke. Kriyas HaTorah is B'yoymer. But what we read Kriyas HaTorah before is just to remind people, but Mele, you don't have to read the Inyanim of Pesach beforehand. The Bir Agro brings down in Simen Tov Chof Tes, the beginning of Ilchis Pesach, says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shoyalim B'Ilchis Pesach Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yoyim. So the Gro says, Ein Rashi besuke daftes omed alef. Rashi in suke daftes omed alef says, suke yeshana, bet shamay poislinu besilel machshirin, veizui suke yeshana, kol shaso kodim lachag shloishim yoim. Avali maso leshem chag, afilu mitchilas hashana kshero. That means, if he made a suke stoma, if it's toich shloishim yoim, it's kosher. And after before shloishim yoim, it has to be dafke leshem chag. Rashi says, ולא פירשי לשם חג בשם הפוסלין דבו סוכה לשמו וזו סתם נאסיס ואילו תוך שלושים לחג אבי כיוון דשאלים בלחס החג קודם לחג שלושים יום since you talk about the חג שלושים יום קודם סתם עושה לשם חג הוא עושה so ממילא even stoma he may, means it לשמו אבל קודם שלושים stoma לאו לחג בסילן מכשיר and do it because you don't need לשם חג. That means we don't see, Beisila is not Cholikam Mishamai that you learned 30 days before. It's only Cholik if you need Lishma or not. What we see from here, that on Sukkot also, you have Yoshua Elim Bilchus Achag Kodem Lachag Shloshim Yoyim. So Gra brings, Ayin Rashi B'Sukkot Aftes Omed Aleph, and we'll soon see the Marasha that the Mogen Avram brings down has to do with the Beis Yosef. Ubo Bekame Kufiot Gimel Sanhedrin Daf Zayin, ובברוכס דף למד, תויספס מגילה דף דלת, they here he doesn't bring Rashi, he brings תויספס, because תויספס מגילה דף דלת, צריך דף דלת, he says that we learn the הלוכס שלושים יום, on יום ביומוי, and he's מדמת to שלושים יום. Rashi learns that you're דויש בגרס הפוי. And then he says, ואפל גב דה בפר כמה דבוי דזור אמרו משום קורבן פסח, הוא עדין משום קורבנס חגיגה. So it's not only because of the Korban Pesach. Soon we'll see the Gemara in Avodah. We'll see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Shloshah Yomi, if Nei Den Shel Goyin, 3 days you're not allowed to have a Masu Matna and sell Goy Behema because we'll use it for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Umi Bein On Kulahai, do we need so much? A person brings buys Korbanot 3 days before, but we learn Barbo Prokim B'Shana Amicha Behema Lachaveh Otzorch Loidiyei. That means if somebody sells a behem, he has to say imo mocharti lishchet kedei that he shouldn't shecht it oisoy vesbnei, and that's only biyoyme. You don't have to be modiah 3 days before, because a person doesn't buy a behem 3 days before, only the same day he needs it.
So the Gemara answers, "Osam de la achilas sagi b'chad yom." There they need it for achilas, so the same day he buys it. Hocha de la karove by a goy that he brings it for avodah zarah needs to be makriv it to losa yomi. So he brings it, he buys it, he does it for it 3 days before. Like the Gemara de la karove sagi b'losa yomi for a karove that he needs for avodah zarah, so it's enough 3 days before. But it says shalim bilchis a pesach kudem a pesach shloshim yom rabshim gamliel amashtei shabosis. So you see that 30 days before. So for a krova, you need already 30 days before, because just like Shalim Bilchis HaPesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem. So the Gemara answers, Anan Deshchichi Mumin DePasli Afilu Bedukin Shebayin by us. We have a lot of Mumin that Pasol, and that's Afilu Bedukin Shebayin, small Mumin that you have to really check it out good. Being on Telosin Yomin, you need 30 days. So that's like Shalim Bilchis HaChag Shloshim Yom. But inu de mechusar eiver is lo betlosi yomi sagi. So the Gemara here says that the inyan of shloshim yom is because you need it for a korban pesach. That why do we have shloshim yom kodem l'chag? Because we have to check out to bring a korban pesach that's kosher. So the Gemara says that's lav davke for the korban pesach. Who had in other korbanos we have chagiga and reiya, different korbanos. Memele it's not davke nageh for pesach. It's also for sukkos. Then he's mamshich and he says, "V'raya de lav davke korban pesach." Arrive at not davke because of korban pesach. So mele could be other yomim tovim also. The amridan be megillah choftes on at base. Command the like Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. The Gemara here says that shkolim you read 30 days before, and it says command the like Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. Then the Gemara answers because of shulchanos, and shkolim is not the korban that you need, it's the money that we need for the beis hamikdash. So you see that for everything, all the things that tzrochim that we need. So we do 30 days before. So it's not dafke for korban pesach, could be for other korbanos, for other inyanim. It's interesting to point out that the Groh, I'm not sure why, but the Groh, when he wants to bring a rai that's not dafke korban pesach, it's all korbanos, he brings a dafke from the Gemara Avodah Zarah. He could have brought the first Gemara, he brought was sukkah, that is sukkah, it says shloshim yom kodem. Ela, I'm not sure exactly why he brings a dafka from here. But this same Gemara that he brings from Shkolim that we started out this year with is a kasha on the Ran. The Ran says that it's only for Talmidim that he asks that it's Shoyel Ke'inyin. But the Gemara says that even Legabe Shkolim, to bring Shkolim to remind people for Shkolim, so we start out Shloshim Yom Kodem. So we see that it's not dafka Legabe Halochas, Legabe Shoyel Ke'inyin. It's also any halachas that you need to know, that any mitzvah that you have to be mekayim, you start out 30 days before. So it could be that it's only a demon. That means, you got to be learning halachas, so it's on nogea for the Talmud that shul the Rav. But Adar Chagav means the Rav has to know. He has to be ba'inyan in the 30 days. So legabe shoya, legabe halachas, so it's nogea legabe shayla v'talmud. But Adar Chagav, the Gemara said, that since you have to bring shkolim, any mitzvah, so we could remind you about it. It's also inyan. It's not a big kasha on the Ran, because we could say that it's to remind people is also nogea to the inyan of being in the inyonim, to be aware of the mitzvah that's coming up. In the Beis Yosef, he says three terutzim. One, he brings down the terutz of the Ran, that it's legabi a talmid that is shoyel ke'inyan b'tech shloshim yoyim. Another teretz he brings down, because hilchis pesach, you're mechuyev to learn 30 days before dafka by pesach, because there's a lot of halachas of agolas kelim and bior chometz and matzah to prepare. If you don't prepare these halachas and these inyonim before pesach, during pesach you can't do agolas kelim, it's finished. So memele you have to learn it before, but he says legabi suke. A lot of sukkahs are kosher, ganvach and rakvash, most lulavim are kosher, most desrogim are kosher. So memele, you don't have to learn by sukkahs 30 days before. That's a little bit kosher, because the Mishnah of Sukkah Yishonah with the Rashi there, it's mashma, it says there that you, by sukkah also you learn it shloshim yom kodem. In fact, the Marsho and the Mogen Avram brings it down. The Marsho says, that sukkah you learn not from Pesach, just like by Pesach is shloshim yom kodem, so sukkah also. It's not mashma that Beis Hillel doesn't know of shoyalin.
The Baal and Pligia Beis Shammai, the only machlekes is if you need lishmo, but not legabe shayalin. Umikan tshuvele Beis Yosef Borachayim Reishil Chos Pesach Shehevin, hodo shayalin lamed yom koidem, haynu davke bepesach v'loy bechag, because there's a lot of halachas, but here you see that even by sukkahs, shloshim yom koidem is kaveya legabe stome lishmo of the sukkah. So you see, not like the Beis Yosef. That's the legabe, the second teretz of the Beis Yosef. And that's also kosher from our Gemara and Shkolim. The Gemara says that because of Lamed Yom Koidim, so we read the Shkolim Lamed Yom Koidim or Lefir Abshimim Gamliel Beis Shavuos. But Shkolim is not Sukkot and not Pesach. It's Tam a Mitzvah. So you see, by any Mitzvah, it's also Shloshim Yom Koidim. Another Teretz there is in the Beis Yosef from the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah that we read that it has to do with the Korban Pesach. And then, so Memele, because of the Korban Pesach that you're supposed to bring, and it's Tole in Mumin, so Memele, you have to prepare it 30 days before, and today that all Klal Yisrael should have the Korban Pesach. And Tosfos says, V'afal pishe gamato, she'en Korban she'elin bilchis ha'pesach koedem lamed yoim. Nowadays, without actual Korban Pesach, we still, 30 days before, learn the halachas, we're she'el be halachas. The Iker Takona was because of the korban. Once it was nitkan, so memela it's mamshich further. And I think in the Levush it says that also sukkah, because it was nitkan for Pesach, it was nitkan for sukkah also. Kaponim, he says that it's dafka because of korban Pesach, and it was mamshich the halacha. So we have three terutzim. One is the run from Shoyal of a Talmud. The second one is that Ilchos Pesach is Alochas Merubus Yinid Lamed Yom Koidem. And the Beis Yosef says Dafka by Pesach and not by Sukkis. And the third one is because of the Korban Pesach. So it's also Mestoma Dafka on Pesach and not on Sukkis. The Taz here on Tovchof Tes says that there's an Afkemine. He says from the run that Shoyal Kenyan, that a Talmud that he asks in Ilchus Pesach is Shoel Kinyam Toch Shloshim Yoim. So he says there's a Nafkemine in Dine Momenes. The Nafkemine is as follows. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Om Gulei Rabbon and Lerove, there's a Din. That a Shoel is Chayev and everything. A person who borrows something from somebody else is Chayev, even a Noin. He borrowed something, he has to give it back. It doesn't matter what happened in the between. But if it's Shaila Bebailim, that the bailim of, let's say he borrows from him a cow to plow, and the bailim is shol to him, the bailim is working for him from before he borrowed the cow, so his potter is shalom bebailim is potter from everything. The Rashach says over there because he's domed that he's not a shoel because the bailim is with him, but the halacha is that even if the bailim is not working in the same work that he's doing, he's just shol to him for anything, so he's also called shalom bebailim in his potter. Omalei Rabbonan leRove, Daf Tzadik Zayin and Bob Metzia. The Rabbonan said to Rove, Shoyel on Mar, you are Shoyel to us. That means you're borrowed to us, you as if he's working for them. That means that they were the Talmidim, and they said that if they would borrow a Pora, Rabbeinu Nisha Lonu Limlachtenu Lilmod Lonu Toiro, Shiyoshiv Umlamid Lonu Toiro Kolayoim, Bim Nishal Mimenu Beimo Mesa Niftar. If they would borrow a Beimo from Rove, there would be potter, because Rav was shol to them, so it's shayla bebailim. Ikpid, so he was makpid on them. Omalu lafkui mimoinoyim kobi, so you came to get me out of my money, that you'll borrow from me and you'll be potter, shayla bebailim. Adarabe, the opposite is true. Atun shi'il tun li, you are borrowed to me, that means you are working for me. De'ilu anomotzi ishtamuti l'chumi masechte l'masechte. That means I could switch the masechtas as whenever I want, whichever masechta I want to learn. So Rashi says, "Hatun shiltun li limlachti shikshani chovetz laschil b'maseches acheros shloi tishokach mimeni ein atem yichoni nimchus biyod." If I want to learn a different masechta, why do I want to learn a different masechta? You see here, Rashi's madgish. Why would he want to change masechtas? Says because shloi tishokach mimeni. They didn't stamp switch a masechta because it was the end of this man. Maybe they didn't even have ben as man. But Rav is the one that says, "Loi tischazu kamoi," and brachas and ketzad mevorchin, that Nisan and Tishrei they shouldn't come because they had to work for Parnassus. So they had a Ben Azmanim, and they didn't change a Masechta because it was Ben Azmanim, only because he was afraid it'll be Nishkach from him, he'll forget it, so he had to switch a Masechta, so he can switch it when he wants. But they can't switch, so Memela, they're Shol Tim, they have to learn what he wants, so they have to be his Talmidim in that. Atun loy motzisu lishtamuti, but you can't switch masechtes. Veloihi. Then the Gemara says the halacha is not like that. Only how's the halacha? Iu shoylu biyoyim dekale. When it's yoyim dekale, kshedor shin lifnei regel bilchoisor regel. Duloy motzi lishtamuti lemil sachriti. When you're dorish before yantav in the ilchos haregel, so you can't learn. You can't say you want to learn other things. You're supposed to learn ilchos haregel lifnei regel. So memela. You're shol to me. The Rav is shol to the Talmidim because he has to teach the halachas of the Chag. Inush ilulei b'shar yoimi. Shar yoimi, he's the boss to say which masechta, so they're shol to him. But in yoimi kale, that's before yontev, when he has to darshan bilchas yontev, so he's shol to them, so then it would be shayla b'baylim. So the Taz says that the nafkamina of lamed yom koidem is kidei to be a shayla b'baylim. That the Rav is supposed to learn Ilchus Pesach, so if anybody borrows from the Rav anything, he'll be potter because of Shaila Bebaile. Makor Chaim says that's from the Nesivis. He says in Shin Mem Vov, where it's brought down the halacha of Shaila Bebailim, O Rav, Hashoyne le Talmidov, a Rebbe who's teaching his Talmidim, Imeim tzrichim lil moidimoy b'chol masechte sheyirtzehu, if they have to learn his masechte, v'afim ischilu masechte achas, yochol eshanoy solacheres, even if he started a masechte, he's not mechuyiv to learn the masechte he started. He could switch it. Oz, havi hen kesheulim loy sheim imoy bimlachte. V'im shoal meem avshaylo bebailim. V'im utzorich lil moidimoy b'chol mokem sheyirtzehu, if he has to teach them where they want, whenever they want, they have to teach him. It could be it's mashma that the times that he's not mechuyev to learn with them, then it's not shaila bebailim. Only in the times if he's nishal for all the time. And that's how the Be'er Heitev brings it. They both have to come to a maskana, which masechta they both decide together. שהמסכת שישחיל יגמו ובין הרב יוכל לשנו שהמסכת שלו מדעס התלמידים ולא התלמידים ולא ידעס הרב אז אין המשול אם זה לא זה כלל so, ולפני המועדים שדרך לדרושו מהלוחס המועד הוא נשאר להם so the מקור חיים says if it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if both can't change the מסכת so it's not called שאלה בבעלים not them for him or not him for them So Memele b'yoyim kala, he can't change and they can't change. He has to mechuyev to learn the ilchus kala. So Memele, it's not called shaila bebailim. So the Makor Chaim says that if they're teaching bischar, so then even if you could change a masechta, that doesn't matter. Once he's sochor to them, even if he could change the masechta, he's shol to them. It's called shaila bebailim. The only thing is, if he's misnadiv to learn with them, it wasn't mechuyev bischar, only it was misnadiv to learn with them, so then it's totally, if it's disman kala, so then he's mechuyev to answer bilchis pesach, so he's shol to them, and they're not shol to him. Derech agav, they say from this Shulchan Aruch, you see, they bring a raya, that it doesn't matter if it's Pesach or Sukkot, because the Shulchan Aruch is not Mishane if it's called Pesach or Sukkot. It just says, Lifnei HaChag, you're supposed to learn, so it's by Sukkot also. So the Mekor Chaim says, that since in the Yoimi Dekale, he has to do a Dovar Shaloi Kirtzoinoi, that he's Mechuyiv to learn the Hilchus Pesach, and it's Bitnadvut that he teaches them, so Memela, he's Socher to them, and they are not Socher to him. Then the Gro is Mamshich, and he says you have to start B'yoyim HaPurim Atzmoy. U'maschilim B'yoyim HaPurim. K'mo shomar b'perek Kamed Sanhedrin. Perek Kamed Sanhedrin, in Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says that you're not Me'aber the Shon at the end of Odor, to make a new Odor, Odor Sheni. And the Gemara says, what if you were Me'aber? So the Gemara says, some say that it's not Tefes. Why? Because they heard a Drosha already B'ilchus Shloshim, Yom Kodim L'chag, they already were Dorish B'ilyan Pesach. And then they'll see that it's not Pesach. Also, lezalzuli bechometz. So the lashon of the Gemara is mipurye. Omalei Rove leRav Nachman, Michdi Mipurya lePischet Losin Yeminavu, Mipurya Darshinon Bilchus HaPesach. From Purim they Darshin in Lichus Pesach. Titani Sholim Bilchus HaPesach Kedum lePesach Shloshim Yom. Rabshim Gamliel LeMashtei Shabosis. Chimoti Reish Yachem Malchi Kinle. Then when it comes to Shchedesh Nisir Malchik the Pesach Osil Zalzuli Bechomis. They start on Purim Atzmo. The Prima Godim says, it brings down from the Pri Chodosh, the Prima Godim says that the people who read on Yudalet, so if they create some Megillah in the morning, they could be Isaac and Ilchis Pesach and have a Drosha Binyan Pesach. But the people who read on Tesvav, so they shouldn't start on Yudalet because they still have Purim to go. So they should learn Ilchis Purim and not Ilchis Pesach. So it'll be less than 30 days. Then he goes on to say, what would be if two people came to ask a Shaila? If the person on Yudalet, when you learn Ilchus Pesach, one person came to ask an Ilchus Purim, and one came to ask an Ilchus Pesach. Which one is more the Shoel Keinian to answer him first? The one that's Purim B'Yomi, or the one that's Pesach that's already Lamed Yom? And he says, Mistaber, that you should answer the one of Ilchus Pesach, a Purim, because that's the same day, that's more the Shoel Keinian, and at the end he says, V'tzorich Yom. The Turi Evin asks Akasha. The Turi Evin asks, why does the Gemara say that you read Parshas Shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar? Because it's Lamed Yom Koidem Achag Koidem Rosh Chodesh Nisan when you bring the Shkolim. Brings a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tes. The Gemara says Tmidim Shloyu Tzurchu LeTzibur So Znifdin Tmimim. You're not Poide Akedushas Aguf Tomim, but here's Leiv Bezdin Masne, that if there's Ektish that's left that we don't need it, so you're Poide Tmimim as if they weren't Kodesh. Tmidim Shloyu Tzurchu LeTzibur, Rashi says, it means that every day you need 6 tuloim in Lishkas HaTuloim prepared for the Korban Tomid. Each day you bring Keves Baboika and Keves Ben Arbaim. And you have 4 left. You could choose out of 6 each day, 2. And you need to be Mevaker at Dalad Yomim Kredim. So you have Shisha Tuloim Mevukorim B'Lishkas HaTmidim. So the Turi Evin says, from Rashi we see, and then it says that what's Shloyutzrachu Letzibor? Every time it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're makriv on Erev Rosh Chodesh to Tmidim. They have 4 left from the Teruma Yeshana, and that's what we're poided. That's what we're poided on when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because we don't use it from the Teruma Yeshana, we use Teruma Chadosha. So the Tori Evan asks, we see from here that that you have to have the bikur after your makdish the behemah, because and let me boy, if it's me'akev the using the teruma chadosh as a ikuv, but even if it's not a ikuv, but b'di'avad you could use teruma yeshana, but still you see in the gemara that they were makdish the behemahs, and then when it came Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had behemahs to be poide, because if you could be mevaker the mumin before your makdish, it's why did they have to be makdish all 6 behemoths in Lishkas HaTmidim? Let's use it, let's put them in, and be mevakar them dalad yomim, and when you're going to be makriv, be makdish it. So you see that you have to have the bikur after the hektish. And that's why they were left every year with 4 behemoths from Teruma Yeshana that were hektish for Tmidim, they had to be poida them tmimim. So if so, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where did they have behemoths? Mevukarim, for the new Tmidim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you have to say that they were makdishit 4 days before, and they were mevakirat, and they used Teruma Chadosha. So if so, you have 4 days extra. So you need to read, not Shloshim Yom Kodem Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you need to, the new Shkolim, Dalet Yomim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you have to read Parshas Shkolim, the Lamed Yom and the Dalet Yomim before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You need a lot more days. So he's mefalper the whole thing. If you need it or not, at the end, he's masik that you don't need to be mevaker after the ekdesh. You could be mevaker before the ekdesh. Mele comes out lamed yoy. In Rashash, he brings down the Turi Evin. It seems to be that he's understood that the Turi Evin is masik la'alocha that way, that be'emes, you use the Teruma Chadosha 4 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Be'emes, I didn't really see that in the Turi Evin, but he asks on him, that's Mishnah Yisme for Roshos, that the Teruma was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
and not before. And also the first Yerushalmi and Shkalim, it says that you were Torim, the Lishka, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the first day of Terumah Chadoshim. Derech Agav, the Turi Evin also asks at the end of the Masechta, and it's also in this Rashash, the same Kasha in the parentheses, that Rashi in the Parsha, we read yesterday in Kisiso, he says there were three Terumahs of Machtzis, three Terumahs of, one is for the Mishkan in general, one was Machtzis Hasherko for the Adonim, and one was Machtzis Hasherko for the Korbonis. And Rashi says that the Machtzis Hasherko for the Korbonis, they gave on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So he asks, so how were they makriv on Rosh Chodesh Nisan the Korbonis Tzibur? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they already needed a Terumah Chadosha. So maybe there's a pilpul about it also in the Mizrahi. But that's what they ask. How did Rashi come with, what did they do from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar? The Bir Halacha brings down all this inyan with Shalin Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom, and he says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says Shalin Beilches Pesach Shloshim Yom. Why doesn't it say Shalin V'Dorshin? In the Torah it says Shalin V'Dorshin, and in the Shulchan Aruch it only says Shalin. And he says, Be'emes, it's the same thing. Shalin V'Dorshin and Shalin is the same thing. And he brings all the rayas that that's how they used to learn the halachas before, and he brings down she'iltos and halachas gedolos, that the lashon is to learn the halachas. And he says the Rashba and the Ran that they say it's only nafkamina legabi lelamed letamidim, they are das yochid, and b'emes you have to learn everything shloshim yom kodem. And he says that the stira and the gemaras he brings down from the gro, that b'emes what it says hilchus chag b'chag is koilel the Shloshim Yom Kodem Lechag. And the Shar HaTzion, he says from the Chuk Yankev, and he says in the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Tefillah, it's very interesting where the Rambam brought down this halacha of learning the Hilchas Chag before the Chag. In Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, halacha Ches. Mafsikin l'meradois, that means you read the inyanim of the meradois, not the regular parsha. V'liyoyim ha-kippurim, v'koyrin b'inyan ha-moyed lo'y b'seder ha-shabbos. U'moyshe tikin lo'im l'Yisrael shi'u koyrin b'chol moyed inyane. That's like the Mishnah in Megillah. Moshe was misakin that every moyed, you should read the inyan of the moyed in Kriyas HaTorah. V'shoyalin v'dorshin b'inyane shel yoyim b'chol moyed u'moyed. And every moed, every yontav, you're shoyalin v'dorshin in the inyanim of the yoyim. It doesn't bring about lamed yoyim. It only brings about b'inyane shel yoyim. On that day, that you should be dorish. And it's mashma the Rambam that it all has to do one with another. The inyan of reading Kriyas HaTorah and the inyan of learning the halachas is the same. The Shar Tzion in the beginning of it, what he says, Kedvorav Mevor Berambam, that you have to learn on Yontav the halachas, that's what it says in the Rambam. V'ne'achroinim rotzu lo'imad l'kach o'ilo mikilin badover, why don't they really learn the halachas on the Yontav? Mishum desoim chinal kriyas ha'tero b'inyone shel yoy. That means I saw brought down from the Kolboy and from the Rekeach that the Soymich, that the Kriyas HaTorah on Yontav, that they read in Yonei Shel Yoyim, that is like Ilchus Chag B'Chag, that's why they don't have an extra limud for that. Then the Shar HaTzion goes on to say, Ube'emes milosh nilchus Pesach be'Pesach v'ilchus Atzeres ba'Atzeres mashma d'ilchus mamish kormar. Not Kriyas HaTorah, it means mamish halochus mashe osur mashe mutor. V'chein muchach bialkut reish parshas v'yakel ha'enshon. Rambam anal gam ken mashma lehedya de shnei inyonim. The Rambam we just read is mashma that it's two inyonim. So one inyan is Kriyas HaTorah, and then he says Moshe tikun lam liYisrael that they should learn Hilchus Chag inyonim shel yoyim biyoyim. So if we would be misakim, what we learn now that there's the shoyalim v'dorshin Hilchus Chag. And some say that you have to learn the halachas. Some say it's only a talmid if it's shoyal. That's why some are goyrus only shoyalin and not dorshin. The Rashba says that's why the Gemara says by lamid yom shoyalin, and by hilchus chag b'chag it says dorshin. That was his girsa. And some say that it's only by Pesach and not by Sukkis. And some say it's because of the carbon Pesach. And the Rambam, when he brings down the din of Oitzar, and he says Shloshim Yoim, he doesn't mention more about the learning of the halachas. It just says Shloshim Yoim and not Shloshim Yoim.